And Jeff is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Chris.
Go on then, fire away. What's your question?
My question actually came from one of my students. I teach introductory physics and astronomy, and my student asked me a question I couldn't answer, and I thought I would pass it on to you.
Oh, thanks.
His question was, could a planet have a green atmosphere? And if it did, what gases would it be composed of, and could life exist there?
Okay, so I think it'd be difficult to get a green atmosphere in the same way as we have a green atmosphere on Earth, which is scattering, and that mostly at the blue end of the spectrum. You might be able to get a slightly greeny tinge to that if you're very, very clever, but I can't really see how you could do it. The only gas I can think of which is very definitely green is chlorine, and that's an incredibly reactive gas, similar to oxygen, so you'd have to kind of hypothesize some kind of life based on taking sunlight and giving out chlorine rather than oxygen.
We have life that uses oxygen because oxygen was abundant,
yeah.
And it's an oxidizing agent. So it's not beyond the ken of reasonable grounds that chlorine could do that, is it? Because
yeah,
you can light a candle and put it in a vat of chlorine and a candle will burn.
Yeah, so it's not entirely implausible. I wouldn't want to visit it because it would be a scary place
to
visit.
Pretty horrible place to go. There you go, Jeff. So you need planet Chloros or something similar. We think chlorine.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
You're very welcome.